Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com is my website. Spiritual Awakening is here every week, streaming live, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, world scriptures, spiritual classics, sacred texts, and other books that matter, East and West, about God, meditation, near-death or out-of-body experiences, the vegan diet, and other ahimsa ethics of nonviolence in thought, word, and deed. Education for a more peaceful planet. My program manifesto, my mission statement, there's not just one religion. There are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view were getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, the great spiritual traditions and classics of the East and the West. Welcome to this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio, Part 1, exploring the letters of the masters, letters from various masters, Swamiji Maharaj of Agra, India, Hazur Maharaj, Raisalagram Bahadur, also of Agra, Baba Jamal Singh, Hazur Baba Sawan Singh, Sant Kripal Singh, Brahm Shankar Mishra, and perhaps others if we have time as well, this week and next week on both of these programs. Letters from the Masters. There's something very magical about the letters of Masters. They seem very personal when you're reading them. Originally, they were written to someone else, but they seem like they're really written to you. There's a lot of great wisdom to be found in the letters of these great masters of the East. I begin with a letter by Kripal Singh from a document called Letters from Sant Kripal Singh to Initiates in the New York Area. Discussing the path. You need not be afraid of discussing esoteric teachings of the masters with others. The spiritually illumined do owe much to their brethren when you can instill faith and right understanding in them out of your own personal knowledge derived from the sacred texts published from here and on personal experience gained by meditations. You may be rest assured that all similar gestures of divine order, when undertaken in a spirit of deep humility, bear positive results. Fortunate are the chosen few who are made instrumental in the divine setup. Your earnest desire for helping the people at large is appreciated. When the candle is lit, it should not be kept under a bushel, but it should be placed prominently in such a place where from others may take inspiration. You can discuss the sacred teachings of the masters, but not inner experiences, with your friends and acquaintances, and guide them to take up the holy path. Kripal Singh, from a document that someone created and published online as a PDF file a few years back called Letters from Sant Kripal Singh to Initiates in the New York City Area. And I made that the first reading on today's program, appropriately enough. This is from a book called The Way of the Saints, published by Sant Bani Ashram of Sanbornton, New Hampshire. A compilation of certain booklets or documents by Kripal Singh, published in the 1960s and 1970s. Learn to sit still and be mentally still, and the silence thus generated will be more vocal than words spoken and written, and you will have an instantaneous solution, not only to your own personal problems, but to the problems of others as well. An interesting sentence about meditation, sitting in silence, for the purpose of gaining spiritual direction, inner guidance, inspiration. Most of the time, we human beings are distracted surface dwellers. We live from the levels of the conscious mind and ego, with our attention hopelessly held captive by the turbulence and agitation of our day-to-day circumstances. If we can develop a daily meditation practice, learn to take a break and detach ourselves for a while, allowing some space for the silence to speak to us, we will gain access to higher wisdom. If we can pause and listen, taking time each day to meditate, this will provide opportunities for angels or the inner master power or the great invisible spirit to communicate, to whisper into our inner ear. Once again, Kripal Singh from The Way of the Saints. Learn to sit still and be mentally still, and the silence thus generated will be more vocal than words spoken and written, and you will have an instantaneous solution not only to your own personal problems, but to the problems of others as well. Kripal Singh's letters. Dear children of light, be good and do good. These five words contain in them the essence of all religions of the world. My work shall be amply repaid if you live up to them. If we could only still our intellect and remain embedded with love and trust in Him, then we could reach our true home without any exertion on our part. God is love. When our soul comes in contact with His overflowing love, we are saturated with His love through and through, which washes away all the dirt of the past and merges us in oneness with the Father. Peep and continue peeping within yourself with overflowing love to see and contact the Master Power residing in you, who will then manifest to you and guide you step by step on the path of truth that your love will open for you. Stand on your belief on solid ground. Let not others' wayward opinions deflect you from the true path you are on. Let not promises of glory by anyone waylay you. Do not come to hurried conclusions, but use discrimination in all your undertakings. Stick to what is real. With an ethical and loving background, your spiritual success is definitely assured. My love and best wishes are always with you in your noble efforts and holy journey to your home. You have been put on the way to God that is most natural and easiest of all. Do not be led away from the path. Transcend the body to have a flight in the higher regions, to know thyself and see that you are a drop of the great ocean of consciousness. Radiate love to all creation. The grace of the Master Power is working over your head bountifully. Let us breathe out through every pore of our body. Love and peace be unto all the world over. You are protected by the Master Power working overhead. Depend on Him. You will have all the necessary inner help. The Master Power is waiting for His dear children to come to Him within. With all love to each one of you, Kripal Singh. In this segment of the program, I'm exploring various circular letters of Kripal Singh. Kripal Singh's books were published in the bibliography. They were listed in the bibliography of that famous book, Be Here Now, published back in the 60s. That was very popular in the 1960s and 1970s. Some people, when looking through the book section of recommended reading, got a chance to see a long list of books by Kripal Singh, and he became fairly well known in the 1960s, well, actually starting in the 1950s, but certainly in the 60s. And early 1970s, he passed on in 1974. Circular letters of Kripal Singh. You are fortunate to have been taught how to take up your cross daily, so as to rise above body consciousness and to be reborn into the kingdom of God which is within you. Learn to stay longer in the beyond and enjoy the bliss of the kingdom of God within you. All beauty and glory lie within you. There are so many mansions in the house of our Father, each one more beautiful and glorious than the other. The macrocosm is in the microcosm. The astral plane is more beautiful and glorious than the physical plane, and the causal plane still more beautiful. The bliss and glory of the spiritual planes are even more beautiful. The masters who came spoke of all these. Sant Tulsidas says when he transcended into the Brahmanand, or macrocosm, he was very much enamored of the beauty of that place, but when he transcended and entered the pure spiritual plane, he spoke of the glory and intoxication enjoyed there, and making the other seem just like a soul was living in a latrine. These teachings of the masters were handed down from posterity to posterity, like a sealed book. For want of practical teachers, the beauty of them could not be enjoyed. You are fortunate that you have been given an access into the beyond for enjoying that bliss by rising above body consciousness or taking your cross up daily. As St. Paul said, I die daily. In Luke 13:24, it is said, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Unquote. You have that ringing, radiant light within you and should enjoy it as much as you can in this physical body. Also, when a light is lit, let it not be put under a bushel basket, but put it in a place that will attract the eyes of those who are seeking the light. I wish you all Godspeed, the master power, God power, Christ power within you will be extending all feasible help and protection until you are completely attuned into the sweetness of your Father. With all love and best wishes, yours affectionately, Kripal Singh. A letter authored in 1969. And more. All scriptures handed down the ages are conclusive that God is spirit. Moreover, God made man in his own image. God made man in his own image. An image cannot be but spirit. As God is infinite, i.e. not subject to death, then man in his own essence can also be not subject to death. He is a conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, an indweller in the body. And on account of that body is working. God is a living presence within our being, controlling us in the body. Both soul and God reside in our bodies, but we are identified with the body so much that we have forgotten our own self. We are under a grand delusion and cannot see the world in its right perspective. Unless we know ourselves by rising above body consciousness, how can we know God who is residing with us in the body? Truly speaking, the man body is the temple of God. We should therefore be conscious of our divine nature and try to regain our Godhead. For that, you turn away completely from outside and the outgoing faculties for a while and close yourself in the closet of your body. The ringing radiance of God will become effulgent. God is eternal, all wisdom, all happiness. So you are the same. Mind that you and God are one. You can never be separated. He is ever with you, enlivening you. His life is your life, and you cannot live without him. So you have nothing to fear. Man is what he thinks about all day long. One can only live one moment at a time. Emerson said, "There is no moment in eternity more important than this moment." All real good or evil that may befall him is from himself. If a man lives in a good or bad way in the real present, he will ensure the same in the future. If you have bad thoughts for others, you will harm not them only, but yourself as well, as thoughts are very potent. So try to live in the living present, forgetting the past and the future, and fill every moment of your life with simple trust in him and all loving devotion. He will manifest in you when you choose and turn your face to him. As loving advice I give you, from this moment, let love be your constant companion and trust him in all things. God is love and love is God, and the way back to God is also through love. Guru Gobind Singh says, "Hear ye all, I tell the truth, God is attained through love. Rest assured that he is with you always, and be of good cheer. With all best wishes, yours affectionately, Kripal Singh." Another wonderful, eloquent letter from the circulars found at RuhaniSatsangUSA.org. RuhaniSatsangUSA.org. That is a website I refer to as the Kripal Singh website, where you can read many books of his online for free. Circular letters, various collections of letters, booklets and books by Master Kirpal Singh of Delhi, India. The name of the program is Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. With you every week, this program soon becomes a podcast as soon as it has streamed live by way of HealthyLife.net Positive Talk Radio. You can go to HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab and scroll down and see many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there. And I have a link at my website as well to the podcast. You can subscribe to podcasts of Spiritual Awakening Radio and access various blogs and articles in addition to podcasts. And I have a donate button at my website and other buttons that take you to my blog and social media for daily spiritual quotes, including some of these sometimes by Master Kirpal Singh. At Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, spiritual networks, and other sites. My website is at this address, spiritualawakeningradio.com. You can send me an email at this address, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com, or send me a text message at this number, 508-603-9381. 508-603-9381. After the break, more from the various masters, Letters of the Masters, Part 1 on this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening. Stay tuned.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening Radio, this week sharing letters from various masters, part one. Next week's program, more of same, so many letters, so many masters of the East. Kripal Singh was open source before there was such a thing as open source, as in the Linux operating system, free software for the taking. He did not want to copyright his books. He wanted them to just be out there. And indeed, they are out there. They're published by several different sources, put online for free, out there and available for all for free. Master Kripal Singh said, "Make each breath an offering. Always live in the present moment, in the living moment. If you care for the living moment, you can care for eternity. If you keep your mind occupied every moment, then nothing can go wrong. If you watch your present moment, then everything is all right. If you don't care sometimes for hours, you're oblivious, and in those vacant hours, there's so much trouble that comes up, which affects your meditations. So when you sit for meditation, forget the past, forget the future, live in the living present. This is the one thing that will give you success in your meditations." Kripal Singh's spiritual master was Huzur Baba Sawan Singh of the Radhaswami Satsang Bayas. Some passages from Sawan Singh, also known as Great Master. "Do the meditation practice daily with love. About the third eye center. In the center, behind and above the eyes, there is an aperture. On this side of it is the material world in which we are now living. And on the other side is the astral world." Huzur Baba Sawan Singh also says, "All religious scriptures mention the sound current or the divine word, but unfortunately most remain unaware of it. The human body is like a radio receiver for listening to the sound current, the inner sound. The human body is like a radio receiver for listening to the sound current, the inner sound. When we tune in the radio, we begin to hear the sound. Similarly, when the master, the Sant Sat Guru, guides us within, we are able to hear the divine music. By adjusting the dial, we hear various kinds of sound. The method of practice of the sound current is the method by which to escape this jail into which we are born. This method is natural and was not designed by man. It's as old as the beginning of creation. The Creator is one, and therefore the way to reach Him is one, and it is the interior of every human being. It is incapable of alteration, modification, addition, or improvement. Man is to reach the ocean of his origin by means of ascending the sound current, irrespective of any caste, creed, nationality, or sex. It is a practice for the awakening of powers within us. By slow degrees, our souls will emerge from the grave of the body, or vacate it. In the body, there are 9 openings through which the soul communicates with this world. And these the soul learns to close and to fix its attention at the back of the eyes, or the third eye center. Then it begins to traverse higher planes," says Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. "The escape is through the sound current. When you sit in meditation, see that the mind is at rest and does not go out and unnecessarily think about other things. When by repetition of the names, the Simran, mantra words, with attention fixed in the eye focus, you have become unconscious of the body below the eyes. Then your attention will catch the sound current. Select the sound resembling the church bell and discard all other sounds. Then slowly your soul will leave the body and collect in the eyes and become strong. Then fix your attention on the biggest star, so much that you forget everything else except the sound and the star. Then the star will burst and you will see what is within and beyond. After crossing the star, you will have to cross the sun and moon, inner manifestations of light. Then you will see the radiant form of the Master. When that form becomes steady, it will reply. This form will reply to all of your inquiries, all of your questions, and guide you to the higher stages. These stars are of the first sky only, and Hindu philosophers will have spoken of seven skies in universes of elevating degrees. After crossing the star, the sun, and the moon, you will see that form which will never leave you, not even for a moment. A quote from Hazur Baba Sawan Singh about meditation practice, the stages of the ascension of the soul, the inward journey, the voyage interior. And that's a quote from a chapter devoted to the teachings of Sawan Singh, found in the book Enchanted Land by David Christopher Lane. And that's an online book. I actually have a link to that. It's a free downloadable PDF file book. Enchanted Land by David Lane, with chapters dedicated to various masters of the East. There's a Yogananda chapter, there's a Sawan Singh chapter, a Charan Singh chapter, Yogani Mataji chapter, and other gurus of India. After the break, more letters from various masters. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. Stay tuned.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time. Your Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio continues. My name is James Bean, here with you every week at this time, streaming live, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, and books. This week's program is part one, exploring the letters from the masters. Huzur Baba Sawan Singh was once asked, "How long does it take to reach heaven? How long does it take to reach Sach Khand?" A mystic term for the timeless spiritual plane. He then closed his eyes for a moment and then replied, "That long." That is the secret of secrets. Our soul is already in heaven, if we did but know it, if we did but experience it. An amazing quote. I've always found that to be an amazing passage. Just a few seconds for him to reach the top spiritual region. The following is from the book Spiritual Gems, a collection of letters by Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. This is about the astral ringing, called by some the astral bell sound. He says, "The bell sound that pulls or attracts like a magnet commences from the eight-petaled lotus. At this stage, the tables are turned now. The attention that has found it so difficult to go within now finds it difficult to stay out. To talk of the joys of staying within is the privilege of a different set of people. Only he can appreciate this state who has gone within in the eye focus." Bubble Universes of the Multiverse. Sawan Singh. From Sach Khand, the true timeless spiritual realm, the whole creation looks like bubbles, forming and disappearing in the spiritual ocean. Isn't that an amazing passage? And I found a similar one in the Sikh scriptures. I'll share that too right now. "As the bubbles in the water well up and disappear again, so this universe is created," says Guru Nanak, a passage from the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, also known as the Adi Granth, the Sikh scriptures of India. Two different references, one from Guru Nanak, the other from Sawan Singh, both describing the whole universe as like a bubble that comes and goes in a wink of eternity, a blink of time. And these passages very much resemble descriptions about quantum physics, cosmic membranes, and multiverses of bubble universes and a foam of universes, making it even more intriguing since those ideas, those theories about the multiverse are of fairly recent origin. Huzur Baba Sawan Singh was a master who lived in India, was a spiritual master in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, and Guru Nanak lived a few centuries ago. The spiritual master that Huzur Baba Sawan Singh followed was Baba Jamal Singh, also of the colony at Bayas, Radhaswami Satsang Bayas. Some favorite passages from him about inner sound meditation. Baba Jamal Singh said in his book Spiritual Letters, "Listen to the sound current every day when you are free, and do Simran, the repetition of sacred names. And do Simran, even while walking. Listen to the sound current every day when you are free, and do Simran, even while walking. Then all your worldly work will be done by the Master himself. Do not worry in any way. The Lord himself has given you this way to meet him. So you should consider this your great good fortune, and you should always hold on to the sound current. One day, it will surely take you to Sach Khand, the true heaven, a name for heaven or nirvana, and the vocabulary of Baba Jamal Singh. He also says in another letter, if you listen for 10 minutes or 5 minutes or 4 minutes or 2 minutes or even 1 minute with love and devotion to the sound current, the inner sound, millions of sins and obstacles will be removed. I've always found that to be a very amazing sentence. He's not talking about hours of meditation here. He's saying even if you have a quality meditation focused on the sound for 10, 5, 4, 2, or even a single minute with love and devotion, even that will wipe away millions of sins and karmas or obstacles. Even that. This is a letter from the spiritual master of Baba Jamal Singh, Swamiji Maharaj of Agra, India. The Lord in Shabd form is always with you and is never far. Have patience and you will get a glimpse of the true light. The true name, Sat Nam, the name of Sat Purush, is resounding in Sat Lok. Raise your surat with Shabd and you will have darshan of the refulgent form of the Lord. Be saturated with his love and yearning. Keep away from evil tendencies and leanings. Combating with the mind and its forces, remain absorbed in the sound. My dear Saligram, always remember the Lord, and knowing that he is always with you, imbue yourself with his love. That's a letter from Swamiji Maharaj of Agra, India. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. After the break, more letters from the masters. Stay tuned.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutGA. That's facebook.com/lovinghutGA.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
before the age of the internet, I used to talk by phone with a lot of people and used to send things in the mail, as in hard copy letters, what we now call snail mail, if we mail anything at all. And I used to call up a professor at Mount San Antonio College and we get into these long conversations about old Radhaswami books and publications, and I would take notes. And one day he was telling me about all of these Radhaswami books, these old books published years ago in Agra, India, that I could order through a bookstore in Canada, which is sort of the Bodhi tree of Canada. And so I called them up and presented my list of books and sent them a check in the mail in the spring and forgot all about it. And then in about October of that same year, there was this big box that got delivered to my front porch. And I looked at this big box and I thought, wait a minute, I haven't ordered anything. What's this then? And then I looked at the return address and, oh yes, oh yes, that's right too. My book order, which came literally by boat from Agra to Vancouver, which is where Banyan Books was or is, and then on to me in Maine. Oh yeah, that book order from last spring that I totally forgot about has arrived. And in this huge box, all of these books from Agra, India, old Radhaswami books, featuring translations into English by Sant Das Maheshwari of these various masters, Swamiji Maharaj of Agra, Huzur Maharaj Vaisaligram, Bahadur, and other masters too, and other various publications. This huge box filled with books. So Christmas in October. This is from one of those books, Huzur Maharaj Vaisaligram Bahadur, disciple of Swamiji Maharaj, from Prem Patra Radhaswami, Volume 3. The Love Discourses of the Lord of the Soul, Volume 3, just to translate that into English. Prem Patra Radhaswami. Love Discourses of the Lord of the Soul, Volume 3. Rely upon the grace and protection of the Supreme Being, Radhaswami. It is proper and incumbent upon all true satsangis, or disciples, to sincerely accept the protection of merciful Radhaswami and consider him to be their true father, mother, protector, and well-wisher. They may, in all their spiritual and earthly affairs, take legitimate steps and measures in conformity with his commandments, or as is customary. But regards the result, they should rely on his grace and mercy and accept whatever happens as being his will. They should continue to make efforts as much as they can, particularly in the matter of meditation practice, of spiritual practice. They should ever supplicate for grace, protection, and care. By doing so, their task will gradually be done easily. In order to perceive the grace and mercy, they should daily perform the meditation practices. It is also necessary to observe the movements of the mind, or practice self-introspection in addition to Surat Shabd Yoga meditation, so that they may know its conditions. They should apply correction to the mind in accordance with the commandments and rules of conduct. What they feel they are unable to do, they should leave it to God's will and expect his grace. That's from Huzur Maharaj, Prem Patra Radhaswami, Volume 3. Letters from the Masters continued. This is from Maharaj Sahib, also known as Brahm Shankar Mishra, who was born in 1861 and passed on in 1907, also a disciple of Swamiji Maharaj of the Radha Swami faith based in Agra, India, one of those books from Banyan Books, the Bodhi Tree Bookstore of Canada, which in turn got them from Agra, directly from Agra, Radha Swami Satsang Agra. Maharaj Sahib, Brahm Shankar Mishra. He who is innocent and cherishes a true longing for meeting the Lord cannot be restrained by anything, no matter if he is beset with difficulties and obstacles and troubles and obsessions. The current of compassion instantly descends to take care of him and to protect him. If there be a true Lord, he is sure to hear the prayer of the one who calls him sincerely from the bottom of one's heart. Just as the mother suckles the child the moment she hears it cry, so also the divine current is ever ready to feed its children with nectar. One has only to call out sincerely. Brahm Shankar Mishra, also known by his guru name, Maharaj Sahib, one of the letters of the masters. That last part of the paragraph reminds me of the Sharingama Sutra of Buddhism. You know, those yearning souls calling out for aid anywhere in the 10 quarters of the universe, their prayers will be heard, and a divine messenger is dispatched to liberate those souls, the bodhisattva spirit of compassion at work in the cosmos. My name is James Bean. Hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Text message me at this number, 508-603-9381, 508-603-9381, or you can get in touch with me by email. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the programs available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. From there, you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/Spiritual Awakening Radio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.